the Ashes, written by Deborah Challoner and read by Rachel King. The late afternoon sun set just above the line of bald poplars between the tractor shed and the house, almost blinding Anna Leonard as she peered out the kitchen window. Oh God, he was at it again. She rapped smartly on the glass. Jack! She shouted. Jack! He didn't even look up. Should she go and get him, or let him wander inside in his own time? She opened the range door, eyes narrowed against the escaping heat, and poked a skewer into the roast. Nearly done, she sighed. If she didn't fetch him, he might never come in. She wiped her hands on a tea towel, then went out, flapping across the yard in her slippers. As she watched her 75-year-old father-in-law shuffling about in shirt sleeves, gumboots and a pair of baggy underpants, crumbling up Weet-Bix and feeding them to the chickens, she had to admit he really was getting worse. She said, "That's our breakfast you're chucking on the ground?" "Well, I don't bloody well like Weet-Bix. I'd rather have bacon and eggs." "You get bacon and eggs every morning. I make them for you." "Do you?" Jack looked genuinely surprised. "Yes, after your Weet-Bix, which you do so like, you have them with hot milk and sugar." "Do I?" "Come on, come inside, it's getting cold." The sun was dropping behind the hills now, and although the day had been fine, outside at dusk in the middle of a Hawke's Bay winter was no place for a half-dressed old man. Also, David and the children would be back soon, and the kids would only laugh. Not cruelly, but they were likely to find the sight of their grandpa wandering the yard in his underpants highly entertaining. Then again, they were used to his odd behaviour, so perhaps they wouldn't. "I'm not cold," Jack said, hurling two whole Weet-Bix at a chook. "Well, I am." Anna took him gently by the sleeve. "Come on, in you come." Jack allowed himself to be led.
"Where are the kids?"
"Out with David."
"But where are they?"
he demanded, sounding a little panicky. "Up in the top paddocks, moving sheep. The grass is getting a bit low." Jack relaxed.
"That's true."
He towed off his gumboots at the back door and arranged them neatly beside the wood box.
"What's for dinner?"
"Lamb roast."
"And coomera?"
"Always."
"My favourite."
Jack gave Anna the empty Weet-Bix box and headed towards the kitchen.
"Go and wash your hands," Anna reminded him.
He changed direction.
"And put some trousers on," she called after him.
"Pass the carrots, Peter," Rowie said.
"Pass the carrots, Peter, please," Anna corrected. Rowie was 9 and because of that believed she could order her younger brother around like a lackey.
"Yeah, please," Peter echoed.
David said mildly, "That's enough from you, Mr. Smart Aleck."
"She started it."
"And I'm finishing it. Eat your dinner." They ate in silence for a minute. Then Joe said,
"I fell off Misty today in the top paddock."
Alarmed, fork poised halfway to her mouth, Anna stared at her youngest daughter,